Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh,
well, you know, I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead End Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead End Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inch. Joining me on the show, we got Shelton J.
What's happening, man? How y'all doing?
Good. Nikki Duce.
What's going on?
And the BZ430 chair. So he'll be right along when y'all remember when Clint Eastwood did that shit?
Yeah, during the Republican convention.
Yeah, talked to an empty chair and some shit.
Then they went after that too?
I think so.
Shit, it worked.
Mm-hmm. It worked. but they're talking about the Falcon review. But yeah, BZ.
Oh, that dropped today?
I think it did. Yep. The thread or whatever. But anyway, BZ will be along. He's with doing Dead End Gaming right now. And they and Ja is a guest tonight. They're reviewing Mortal Kombat. And our review will drop Friday or Saturday. So I think Falcon dropped tonight and Snowfall will drop Thursday. So that's it. Captain America is whack. All right. all right. Let's go ahead and get started.
All right. I think Manny might join on, right,
too? No. He'll be here Thursday.
He'll be Thursday for the draft?
Yeah, it's okay. Just us tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, speaking of NFL, we'll talk about some NFL before we get into the NBA and our special little discussion that we're going to have. The draft is this Thursday. Are we still planning on doing covering the first round?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. We'll be doing that Thursday.
So, draft is this Thursday. We're finally here. It's been, they dragged. I feel like this is like the most dragged out draft ever.
Because it's so anticipated, though. That's probably is why it? I feel like
No, this. I feel like it's because it's got pushed back, right? Because usually, is it always around this time?
I think it's around this time always.
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's just that, like I said, this year you got five quarterbacks. That's in the. We ain't never had five franchise quarterbacks in one draft. I don't think.
Chair messing up.
Nah. So
five franchise quarterbacks.
That's what they saying.
Let me say this.
So I can lean back.
Suppose it.
No. I got five. You. I got you.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. I'm just surprised they think it's five. Like they think it's legit five. Franchise quarterbacks,
mm-hmm. Some Trevor, yeah,
Justin.
It's it's
Trey Lance,
it's
Zach Wilson,
yep.
And Mac Jones.
Well, I got three.
See, I was gonna say, and then you said Justin second, which he should be second. He said he might not be drafted till eighth to Carolina. Still,
we saw a mock draft that said he's gonna be last on in the first round.
He's the last.
To the Bucks.
That's some bullshit. Nah, that's some racist ass shit. That's
my thing is with Justin, I actually hope he falls. I don't want him. The fact that he's being disrespected like this for the top 10, when he's a clear, I could argue him and Trevor Lawrence, it shouldn't be a no brainer.
Yeah.
Cause like Trevor Lawrence last year, people always just like gloss over it. Like
they do. They always
no wonder this nigga don't feel like he got a chip on his shoulder. He got everything handed to him.
But there's a pattern of this happening. Like they did that with Jameis Winston. I know he got problems, but I'm talking about football. Like his last year on his last season before he went to the pros. Oh, all these turnovers. He's turnover prone. Sam Darnold did the same damn thing. People got on me when I pointed it out, but I'm like, he's turning the ball over, and the conversation was completely different.
Yeah.
And so they tend to kind of gloss over these quarterbacks having, at least with certain white quarterbacks, subpar second seasons.
Yeah, for me, I hope he goes to the Pats as far as Fields. Because I feel like, I think I told y'all this, or I don't know if it was on camera. Or
you want a guy with the last name Fields and a racist tattoo?
Hey.
Come on.
No, I'm just saying, though, I felt like Belichick got Cam in order to prepare himself for the future.
I got you.
And I think that, especially with all the how much money they spent this offseason, like, I think you got to let, I think the Pats are going to try to trade up to get Fields because of how far he's been. Now, it'll be crazy if this is all just like smokescreen shit, like I think Manny said.
Which a lot of that shit tends to be.
And the Jets pick Fields second, which will fuck up everybody's draft board. But the fact that they got him going, what, between 12 and 32?
Yeah.
That's insane to me. Like, I don't see how the Broncos pass him up. I don't see how. I could even see Carolina drafting him.
I think Carolina will pick him eighth. I'm hoping we still do that. But the Broncos is the team that's surprising to me. They should have moved up and drafted Fields, no matter what. I don't see how they can stand Pat because they need a quarterback. They need it more than anybody in the league. So I don't understand. I would trade the farm just to get me a quarterback at this point if I'm the Broncos.
I'd even, if you're the Falcons, you might, especially what they talking about trading Julio. How do y'all feel about that?
Man, well, let me look at a real mock draft list instead of this Chris Sims shit. But I think I might be with Shelton.
It's time.
I think I might be with Shelton on this.
As far as like Julio need a new change of scenery?
He does. He needs a new spot because, I mean, don't get me wrong, Julio's a great player. But I think his better days are behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you trade him now while his draft capital is high. You start rebuilding at this point because this team, they got too many holes. They got to start filling some of these holes. So the best thing to do is draft a quarterback at 4. Matt Ryan's replacement. You keep Matt Ryan because he's an awesome leader. He's an awesome tutor. He can teach that quarterback how to be a quarterback in the league. I'm talking about how to be a man in the quarterback in the league. And then you get some help in with the picks that you pick up from trading Julio. But you got too many holes to fill. And you got young receivers. You still got Ridley. You got Justin Gaze, I think it is. They got a couple of receivers that's pretty good. Now, ain't no Julio.
Mm-hmm.
But
I say if you're going to trade Julio, I think Baltimore should definitely make a phone call to Atlanta.
That's the one that should get him. For sure.
Like, get whatever first round pick they got from that Chiefs trade or whatever,
mm-hmm.
man, give that up to Atlanta.
Right.
Because to me, it's just like, to me, that's the only team that I see like they're one legit piece away from legit competing mm-hmm. for a title. Because they got the defense, even though they did trade away one of their best offensive linemen, they still got a good, they know what they're doing as far as how they run their offense when it comes to protection. And you got Lamar who can escape most of it. They need a downhill receiver who's like legit receiver, mm-hmm. not just somebody who's just fast. But the fact that Atlanta's ready to move on from Julio means you might as well blow it up.
Yeah.
Granted, I know their cap issue is horrendous, but you got to – this is a rebuild. Like, fuck all that matter. If they pick Kyle Pitts at number 4 – they don't know. Then
that'll be crazy.
That'll be the dumbest move. Granted, he's a great player.
Yeah.
But he'll be wasted.
Yeah, he will be.
It's a wasted pick.
By the time he develops, it'll be time for him to get another contract or go somewhere.
Or get another QB. Yeah.
And he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's going to be a day one starter for somebody. He's going to be productive. But by the time he makes an impact, it'll be too late. So what I'm saying is they need to get, like you said, they need to start making moves to the future. Get rid of some of them players, man. All them dudes that stay hurt. Because Julio stayed. At this point, like I said, I don't know if Julio will ever play 16 games again. I just don't see it. But you know you still got the talent there, and there's people that are paid for Julio Jones. So I'm willing to bet that he won't be there when the season starts.
Hmm. We'll have to see about that.
Man, they really playing Justin Fields. This is crazy. I'm just looking at these mock drafts. They got this dude going like 10th.
Yeah.
This is only one. Who has him going second, third? Who is this?
Only like people like Joe Klatt
Todd Machet and Mel Kiper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe's pretty good.
Yeah, Joe Klatt. Yeah. Even Mel Kiper been on airways talking about some bro. Justin Fields number 2, but based off what I'm hearing, this is why I have my mock draft the way it is.
And I just don't understand, man, how you can drop without playing a game. You know what I'm saying? This dude ain't played a game. I mean, at the end of the season, he was a clear cut number 2. It was 1 and 1A for the top 2 picks. It was him and Trevor Lawrence.
My like thing is, he beat Trevor Lawrence on a roll to going to the national championship.
He beat his brains in.
What, mm-hmm. Making all the throws that you need to make.
And he was hurt.
Yeah.
And he was hurt. and still did all that work. I mean, all the work that he did, all the resume he built up, he played in those. And not only did he play in that game, he played in all those big games. And he showed up in all the games. What more do you want?
That's why I'm like, I'm happy. I hope he falls. I hope he falls to a good team. Even if he falls to Denver. Denver's a solid team enough. They got some pieces around them.
Right.
Or whoever, or maybe Chicago goes tries to trade up and get him.
A couple of people got him going to the Pats. A couple of these boards I looked on sportingnews.com, and they just combined all of the top analysts and just put them on there. So,
but we'll see. I don't know. I don't know how the Pats have to give up a lot to get to move.
Not
up.
If he falls to them.
Well, I think they're trying to get the 10th. I think they're trying to trade with the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. So they're not drafting 10th.
No, they draft 15th.
So some of these are mock. So some of
Some trades. Of those are they're trading with the Cowboys to move up to 10.
But yeah, man, like I said, Zach Wilson's moving up in shorts and t-shirt, throwing these. Oh, he threw this impressive pass in his pro day with shorts and t-shirt on.
But they've been hyping him.
Yeah, I don't mind none of them. Like at this point, because I accepted it, I don't mind. Let them draft. Like Ken said, there's only going to be like two of them that pan out of the five. Just like how it was when. Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Lamar. Right. What was it? Who else was something? There was a couple other people in there.
Josh Rosen. Oh well, what draft
was he? Was he in that draft?
He was in the draft with Sam Darnold, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones. Like you'll see exactly who pans out. So that's fine with me. And them GMs and scouting people gonna get fired anyway. But yeah, I just want Fields to either go to the Niners or the Packers. I mean, or the Patriots.
Yeah.
We got a super chat from We Them Boys. Hey, appreciate you all. Let's state this again. All the super chats help. We appreciate it. We need all of them we can get, man. We appreciate the love. We Them Boys said Kyle Shanahan traded 3 first round picks for Mac Jones. That's crazy.
The only reason why they're from what I'm hearing and what I'm just digesting, Mac Jones basically run a pro offense in Alabama. Mac Jones has basically, his receivers are NFL ready. Mm-hmm. So basically, he's played with NFL ready players. Kyle Shanahan's probably the best offensive coordinator, top 2, top 3, easily in the league. We saw what he did with RG3. We see what he did with Cousins. We saw what he did with all these quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Got Jimmy G to the Super Bowl. If you saying that you think that you could do that with Mac Jones at number 3, I can understand that. However, just like as We Them Boys pointed out, you gave up all that draft capital for Mac. Right. Like, Mac Jones was going to be there wherever you was going. Like, they was picking 12th, I believe.
Yeah,
he was going to be there at 12, I guarantee you.
Because they started the hype. They the ones that started the hype. Well, nobody talking about Mac Jones till the 49ers moved up. And they still may be a screen, smoke screen, because they may be getting Trey Lance, too. I heard the
but
Trey Lance.
But to me, Fields and Lawrence are the only ones that have the highest ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody else is just like, you basically, because they even talk about Trey Lance, like, oh, he has to sit a year. I'm like, what? But he's going higher than Fields?
That just don't make sense to me. I just hope that like you said, if he drops, I just hope he uses it as fuel. Because some of those guys don't for some reason. I would, Randy Moss, how he thought about everybody that got picked before him. I want you to remember that, because that's the same thing.
I don't really care about the chip on it. So I just want the organization. Because as you notice, look at Sam Darnold. You look at the transition from Baker Mayfield first year till now. It's all about the organization. The organization is what's going to build this player up to be who it is. Tom Brady wouldn't be Tom Brady if it wasn't going through the Patriots, in my opinion.
Patriots, mm-hmm. system,
you know, going through that system and learning how to be a professional. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's just like Fields would excel in 49. And I think any QB going to the 49ers is going to be above average as far as their performance.
Right.
But Fields would be, to me, he could be a phenomenal. I think he could probably be the best QB out of this draft.
I think he is the best QB in this draft.
We'll see, though, because you never know. But we'll see. Q sent this to us in the chat. He was talking about there's now rumors that Lamar Jackson might get traded, or the Ravens might trade or select the quarterback in the draft somehow, some way, depending how things shake out.
I can see that happening, though.
How y'all feel about that? I can't see it happening.
There's no way.
It depends on who's there.
Like who?
If well, let's just take Chris Sims for instance. If Justin Fields falls and you're the Ravens and you got a chance to get him.
Over a wide receiver?
No.
And this is a stacked wide receiver class too. Even if you go into the second round, Like we still got Rashad Bateman mm-hmm. and stuff like that. You still got a lot of receivers, yeah. like
so,
weapons.
Yeah, so you can get receivers if I'm hearing what you're saying correctly.
You said you can wait.
Yeah, so if you got a chance to get a talented quarterback, who many are saying, well, at one point was the number one rated quarterback coming out of this class, at least second. Mm-mm. He's sitting down there in 20th. You're not gonna pick him?
No. Absolutely not.
I would.
You have Lamar Jackson, who is a former MVP. He's young in the league, and we talk about people not having the help necessary to be mm-hmm. successful. You still can build around him and give him the shot that he needs.
You can get the help with the other picks.
They do have two first round picks. But they're all like bottom 25.
One of them wouldn't be a quarterback. There's no way I would give up on that guy.
If Fields is at 27.
Got it. You got to take him.
No. That's I mean.
Or trade it for more assets. But I would take him. I wouldn't pass that up.
That's six in one hand, half dozen in the other. There's no way I would pick.
I don't see how that's even possible that he falls back that far, because I could even see, if that's the case, Minnesota got to take him. If that's the case, the Raiders got to take him. Washington should take him. The Bears should take. Like, these are all the teams that don't have to pass on Fields.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't all pass. Denver wouldn't pass. Is Denver before them two?
Yeah, Denver's number eight.
Yeah.
Denver's nine. Carolina's eight.
He's not going.
Shit, the Giants at 11. Most likely take him.
That's before Lamar Jackson. Like I said, I wouldn't mess with the Lamar thing just yet.
I just don't see how a former MVP as of 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's too soon.
A guy who just got his first playoff win against the team that beat him last year. Like, I don't see how you give up on a guy like that just because you think he can't throw.
You don't. You can't. It's too soon. Like, if it was year four or five, then maybe I could say that. But, nah, there's no way.
Okay.
We got a... Super chat from Marty McFly. Appreciate you, Marty. There is no rumors. One, Bucky Brooks guy said it would be an interesting idea. No rumor. Stop creating stories. That's true. I agree with you. There's no way, shape, or form, no way on earth these quarterbacks. Unless you got a surefire. If they had the first pick and you could pick Trevor Lawrence, that would be the only argument you could make for drafting a quarterback in Baltimore. Or anywhere for that matter.
Yeah, I just think that if they draft a quarterback in Boston, they don't really care about winning. It just makes no sense.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to the NBA. The playoffs start, I believe, May 18th. So we're 3 weeks from today away mm-hmm. from the play-in tournament. Well, that's what it started off.
That's crazy, man. This was a good, fast season, though.
Not really. This season's been dragging, bro.
You think so?
It's been dragging, bro.
It feels like it's
this
been
last
dragging.
Month. I don't think so. This last month and a half, like after the March Madness tournament or the mm-hmm. NCAA tournament, it's just. And I know it's dragging. It feels like it's dragging because, for one, we started late, and two,
a lot of our stars been out too. So I think that
a lot of the stars been out. A lot of the games haven't really been good, mm-hmm. honestly. It just feels like we just ready for the playoffs. Like, I don't know why the tournament just don't start next week.
You had a good run, though, Nick. What was your winning streak?
I want to see these boys in the playoffs now. I want the standings to stay where they are now so they get home court advantage. At least, I think hold on. I got to check the standings again just to make sure I'm
so. I think they do. And if they don't.
I don't want them to be anything lower than a fifth seed. Because after that, it get real shabba ranks as far as our matchups. But now I'm ready for the playoffs to start, man. This the rest. We got like about less than 15. I don't know how many games. It ain't that much. But this shit is, yeah, the Knicks are still number four. They're the fourth seed right now. But them and the Atlanta Hawks basically got the same record. Only the tiebreaker is giving the Knicks the edge. But now that we're going into the later half of the season, who do y'all got as far as coach of the year? Lead dog for coach of the year.
I go Monty.
Monty Williams?
Yeah.
For a long time, I said Monty, but it's got to be Thibodeau at this point. How could it not be?
Those are two good ones.
Because Monty's probably going to get the number one seed in the West.
And I agree that that's
if Monty gets the number one seed in the West, he should get it.
But who in the world, including the Knicks themselves, would figure, where are they, fourth?
Yeah, fourth.
Who would have thought that? Who? Like where?
Coming off a 7-game win streak, fuck the Suns.
Yeah,
that's the reason why I ain't really trying to agree with you, Ken.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the Knicks winning all them games like that, and the way they're winning them games
defensively.
Yeah, and this ain't no all-star laden team. They ain't got you. Most people can't name their starting five. So in saying that, it's hard to argue against Thibodeau winning coach of the year.
Now with the same thing with Monty though, is like last season the Suns, I guess in the bubble they showed some stuff, but I think he's been there longer than the last couple seasons. So to see his progression with this team, and then now they're fighting for that number one seed. They're like a game behind Utah. Utah is the only team in the league that's clinched a playoff spot already though. But obviously I'm a Knicks fan. I wanted to say Tibbs, but to see the Suns, the Phoenix Suns, number two seed in the West, that's hard to scoff at.
Yeah, you really can't argue either one of them. You can't argue either one either way. I wish it could be co-coach of the year because they both deserve it. Quinn Snyder got a little mark for me for a second too. I thought Quinn Snyder he's in third place, but you know Utah playing out of their minds too to hold that first place spot all year. Nothing to shake your nose at. So, and the fact that they're still in first place without Mitchell playing.
Yeah, I think he's coming back slowly but surely. That's to me, Utah is the under the radar team for the West.
Yeah,
yeah.
To be like, all right,
and
we
that's
could.
It's crazy that they under the radar.
That's first the number
place.
One seed. Yeah, yeah. But it's Utah, that's why.
Right.
But your boy Steve Nash can might get coach of the year. They got Nets got the number one right now. They got the number one seed in the East. They're a game ahead of Philly. Philly been slacking right now lately. They've been losing some games.
And you know what's crazy about that? What I didn't realize, but the big three have only played together 6.5 times.
Yeah, they played less than like 10 times.
6.5 times because that one game Kevin Durant got pulled from. So they played together a total of 6.5 games this complete year. All three.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And the fact that they're still winning in that, you know, not playing that with everybody. So, yeah, that deserves, you know. And they running, and we forget Mike D'Antoni's on that bench. Mm-hmm. So he got some help over there.
That's why he ain't coaching.
And I think they're running his system.
They are?
I think that's why. I mean, James Harden was there, and it made sense. Yeah. So they could be running his system.
So in saying that, I mean, Steve Nash got the easiest job I know of anywhere.
But how do y'all feel about Philly these last, like, they lost 4 out of their last 5.
Has Ben Simmons been playing?
I think he's been out. Well, he was back in. They won against OKC. He was in. But those were costly losses, man, because they need that number one seed.
Yeah.
They need that number one seed just for the sake of, to erase all doubt as far as like what the goal is for this season, which I believe is Eastern Conference or not, if not NBA Finals, they got to prove that they're the most dominant team in the East. Because they lost twice to Milwaukee, who they're going to face. They lost to the Phoenix Suns, and they lost to Golden State. Granted, Simmons wasn't in most of those games, but shit. If Curry can beat you, then I mean anybody can beat you.
At this point,
I'm just saying. At this point, I'm just talking about that. This with that roster, that team. If they beating you by double digits, that's a problem.
I don't know what's going on with Philly. I think in a couple of those games, Embiid didn't play. But
they won yesterday.
Philly?
Yeah, they beat OKC.
Oh yeah, that don't count. So at least they broke the losing streak. But that was their first 4-game losing streak this year, and was it their first back-to-back losing streak?
Yeah, it was bad. I was looking at the scores. I was like, why is Philly just giving up this number one seed to Brooklyn? Like, this is the best time to secure that shit.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but they need to get that together because now is not the time you want to go into the playoffs hot.
Yeah, and they're 1.5 games out. And like I said, with Brooklyn not having a full roster at any point this year, there's not really a reason that you shouldn't be in first place over Brooklyn.
I got a question for y'all. As far as we were just talking about, we're in Atlanta as well, so of course we gotta do a little bit slight coverage on the Hawks. Ken, I know you wanted to give a shout out to Nate McMillan.
Yeah, man. What did Kyle put in there? He's like 21-7 or something like that since he took over. And you know what? Because it was a very quiet record. They just kind of been winning. And, you know, when we started, you know, the season, The Hawks started out hot, and then they just went completely cold and had a rough stretch. They got rid of Lloyd Pierce, and now they've been winning under the coaching of Nate McMillan. So I was thinking, now we've seen Nate McMillan have success in Indiana multiple seasons, got them to the playoffs, et cetera, et cetera. The fact that, and I hate to regurgitate old talking points, but the fact that Nate McMillan was an assistant and not another head coach was kind of sickening to me, man. Mm-hmm. And for him to go out and prove it with this Hawks team, he should have been on somebody's bench. Because as Cal pointed out, they have injuries all over the place, mm-hmm. and he's still coaching them.
Most of their young core has been out a lot this season.
Yeah, so I hope they do retain him moving into next year. It feels like, it seems like, the Hawks really the team likes him and respect him, and it seems like it's going the wrong way. And they seem a little bit more mature and a little bit more prepared than they have in the past. So, yeah, I just wanted to shout them out, man. And I hope they finish the season strong, man, to get in the playoffs and actually do something.
Nate McMillan's always been a good coach. Like, yeah, he's one of those coaches that he reminds me a little bit like Tibbs in a way, where, like, he's always going to put you in the dance.
Yeah.
He may not get you, you know, all the way there, but he's always going to be competitive, and it's not going to be easy, you know, running through his squads. Mm-hmm. I will agree with you, Ken, that, like, if Steve Nash can get it, to me, like, Nate McMillan should have been the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets if Steve Nash was qualified for the job.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's 30. How many teams are it? 30?
It's 30 teams. Yeah.
I don't think it's 30 coaches better than Nate McMillan in any way, shape, or form ever. So there's no reason, like you said, that he should not have had a job. But that's how it goes. It's a good old boy system.
Exactly.
Good old boys get the jobs, the same
retreads. Look at how the franchise in Chicago, like, Chicago needs a good head coach before they got Zach. They wasting Zach LaVine's best years. They gonna waste Vucevic.
Yeah,
perfect. Whatever the hell his name is.
And the perfect place would have been New Orleans. Why Stan Van Gundy over Nate Miller? Like, what says? Let me get Stan. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that.
People like who they like. That's what you realize when it comes to these jobs. Like, if I fuck with you in the interview, I don't give a damn about your resume. No, I fuck with you.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ride with you. That's why Mike Brown kept Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. He fucked with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was his dude. Like, so if you the owner, who gonna tell me anything?
Mm-hmm. That's the last say so, final say so. And that's normally how it works, you know. Let's get my boy in here. Let's go on and
make it happen. Mm-hmm. My question to y'all though is, as far as between these two teams, which franchise is on the best track to be considered a legit contender between the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks?
Atlanta Hawks. And the only reason I say that is because the Hawks, they have a lot of young talent. You know, the Knicks have good pieces. They do. But eventually you're going to have to make some decisions with some people, and it depends on if you can get free agents to come there. That's going to be the question in the future. Who's going to want to go to New York and play for Dolan? You know what I'm saying? And I don't think
Who's coming to Atlanta too?
I think that Atlanta would have an easier time with free agents with the talent that
they never have.
They have it to this point the way they should have. But I think now, I think they'll have an easier time now.
Why now out of all the other times?
Because now they're on a roll right now. They're high. Even though they had, you know, decent teams before, I think now is the time where they see the young talent. Because that team, the teams that they had that were really good before, they had veteran talent. Here, you can add a good piece and they'll be set. They'll be a heavy playoff contender with a piece or two. You know what I'm saying?
The reason why I asked about these two franchises, because not only are they the 4th or 5th seed in the East, so they're most likely going to play each other in the playoffs, but also because they are rebuilding in the same exact way, through draft, through good coaching, through just trying to develop their own. And I just feel like I'm actually going to lean towards Atlanta a little bit over the Knicks as far as legit competitive, because Trae Young is going to be a superstar in this league.
Right.
If he continues to play the way he is. I've seen more recent success with the Hawks than I have with the Knicks. So I got to see year two of this to make sure it's real as far as what Tibbs is doing in New York before I can say anything else. But right now, I think the Atlanta Hawks are, it went healthy.
Right.
And depending on what they do with John Collins.
And that's what I was going to say, too. Like I said, Atlanta's contributions are coming from those younger players. When you look at the Knicks, most of their contributions are coming from veterans who've, you know, some of them are, you know, at their peak, but some of them even past their prime. You know, you look at
Derrick Rose. You're talking about even Reggie Bullock. You got what's his name? Alex Burks.
Effort Payton. All those guys. Yeah. Those
fuck Effort Payton. That nigga need to be on the bench. They need to start my guy.
Yeah,
bruh. I don't know why motherfuckers keep paying this motherfucker, but he need to be on the bench. I need IQ to start.
I don't know
or take his minutes.
I don't understand why he starts either, but he's around. I don't know, man.
You talking about the Knicks?
Yeah.
Most of their I think the Hawks, but I do like what the Knicks got. My concern with the Knicks, of course, is Thibs. But I like, of course, Randall. We still don't know what Obi Toppin's going to be.
They're not using him either.
I don't even think he knows.
Is Knox playing? Because I ain't
seen
Knox.
About to, he's deep on the bench. Yeah. They done with him.
I think Quickly is a good piece.
I like Quickly.
And R.J. Barrett is coming along.
That's the most non-talked about story is the growth of R.J. Barrett.
3-5, right? 3-5.
That's
man.
A good one. It is. And in year two, he's shooting the ball better. I was watching a video breaking down like his progression, and like he even changed his shot, his shooting form. That's why he's shooting at, I think, at 38% as opposed to 35 or 33 in his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still aggressive. He'll take you to the hole. He got a little mid range now. He's working on.
And I was wrong about him because I always thought RJ was overrated. Mm-hmm. I didn't think RJ was. Yeah, I didn't think RJ was going to work like that. I just didn't.
Wow.
I thought he was the Zion killer because he was going to take all them shots at Duke. You know what I'm saying? And he was the one that was keeping Zion from doing what Zion could do. And it was mostly his fault. The games that they would lose, he would shoot them out of. So that's the player who he was. He was real immature.
To me, I saw the potential in that because it's like, why are they deferring? Like, Zion didn't have the ball in his hands. I mean, granted, he was injured most of that season too, but he didn't have the ball in his hands when it was game time. It was RJ.
Yeah.
And I look at his progression as I'm hoping it's like Jason Tatum's, where it's like every year you see a jump. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know we got some super chats, so.
Yeah, we do. We got one from Tigolo Kane. What's up, Tigolo, as always? We're going to talk about Play-In Dame, the fake underdog.
Fake underdog? What do you mean by that?
Why you say the fake underdog?
You talking about Dame?
Yeah.
He is. They have shit to bet, you know, the last couple of games. It's just a losing streak. They'll get it together.
Does
Dame need to leave Portland? I know he said he doesn't want to leave and he's against the super team shit. I ain't saying he got to go to the fucking Nets, but... Does he need to leave Portland?
I think so. I think
to go where?
If he ever wants success, he's gonna have to leave Portland. He's gonna have to go team up with somebody like everybody else do. That's really the only thing he can do to for that ultimate success of winning the championship. The only chance he got is to go team up with somebody. And where could he go?
I can see a blockbuster trade between Portland and Philly.
Somewhere like Philly, where he can team up with Joel Embiid, they could win there. He could probably win with Giannis. Zion at some point, maybe.
He could go to, I'm trying to think of a team that just has assets. I think he would have to go somewhere in the East. Maybe Miami.
Yeah, they would have to trade for him, but I don't see him. I don't think he would leave. But I think, you know, you said they're winning tonight. They'll get it together, but that team will always be just good enough. I think
they're the most lukewarm team historically.
Yep.
I feel like they always like they're a good squad, they're a good franchise. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna win some games, you're gonna get some playoff experience, but that's about it.
Yeah, he carries them to the playoffs, he has spectacular playoff performances, and then it's a wrap.
And that's gotta be the most first. That's why I used to think about the Hawks back in the day. Like you good enough to win and get to the playoffs, even win a first round game. But you're never good enough to win it. So you can't really rebuild through the draft because you ain't really getting no good draft picks. Yeah, you're just kind of like.
You're just stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck in that limbo land.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hate that. That's purgatory. I just hate it.
Especially when you see somebody like him, it's like, damn, like, out of all the players, like.
Like, I love to see Dame in the finals. Like, Dame time in the finals.
Because you know he's going to show up. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
For you sure. Got another one?
Yeah, we got one from We Them Boys again, man. Appreciate you. Once again, we love y'all for the super chat love. That helps us to grow the channel, do more shows, and get more content out to you. So we appreciate that. He said, who should be on the hot seat? I like this, Ken. Steve Kerr or Brad Stevens? That's a good one.
Yeah, you got to go with Stevens.
Kerr just
came off of the NBA Finals.
With the injuries is going to buy him some time.
Yeah, that's the only excuse he has is you know, they playing with one leg because everybody hurt, you know, and he hadn't had a consistent lineup all year. Brad Stevens has no excuse.
Yeah, Brad Stevens has never been there. Kerr has been there multiple times. He got rings to prove it. This is probably what their second time they're not going to make the playoffs in 2 years. Granted, that's not good, but like you said, Ken, it's the injuries that people are going to look at. Stevens is just like, we see you as a Stevens may be just, you know, he may be one of those, what do we call him? Like, the, I don't want to say this because we did big him up, but the white Nate McMillan. Like he gonna get you there close enough, but no cigar.
I just think he's lost that room. I just don't see how.
I blame Stevens, but Danny Ainge need to get some of that too. Because Danny Ainge could have pulled a trigger on AD, but he was scared money don't make no money. He didn't want to just pay. He didn't want to give up all that capital and some players to do a rental. But we saw in Toronto that a rental can sometimes get you there. And to me, you never know. AD could have fell in love with Boston.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, it is a huge franchise in the NBA. It has legacy. It has, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, letting him just be open to anybody and then having LA just be right there with LeBron and everything set up, it's a wrap. So I think Danny Ainge, he's going to be kicking himself for every time he see AD in the finals.
Yep.
He should.
Because he's going to be like, we could at least got one run in.
Because
that was the first year. Was that the first or second year that LeBron was out the East when he could have made that trade? Second year. It was the second year.
Yeah.
I think it's Stevens. I do think that if Kerr has one more bad season like this where they win under 40 games, he out. He got to be out there. Is that all the super chats?
Yes, that was the last super chat.
Okay. Before we get into our main topic of today, did y'all watch that Jake Paul fight?
No. The way you knocked the man? Yeah, I saw that.
You watched the whole thing? What'd you think about that?
I don't even know if that was real, man. That looked like they just
That looked like the fakest shit I've ever seen.
That looked
seen.
Like wrestling, didn't it?
The motherfucker who they had him fighting, you could click like, and that was his third fight.
Yeah.
They was popping bottles and they had fireworks. They had a fireworks show. Popping bottles, paper mache, all that shit to fight a bum. They got a drunk out of B-dubs to go fight Jake Paul.
Off the street, man, and they knocked him clean. He knocked him clean out. That's crazy. That was just crazy to watch.
It was entertaining as hell, though.
It was. It really was.
It was entertaining, but it was the worst.
I didn't see this. Like, this not the one about the aspirin guy? Is that what you're talking about? The last guy he fought, the MMA fighter?
I can't think of the guy's name.
Now, I forgot his name. I just know he looked like a doughy white dude that looked like he should not have been there.
We got a super chat from Big Lou, but he looked like he retracted his message. Big Lou, did you have a super chat or question or something?
And I'll bring up that match because Q brought up a good question in our chat. He was like, what is the future of boxing looking like? Because it seems right now it's like an a la carte of fuckboys.
It is.
It's getting together to fight.
It's turning into wrestling. It's a sad time in boxing right now.
It is.
Because right now, boxing is a bunch of talk. Unless these guys start making some of these fights, because a lot of the fighters that we love to see aren't happening because you got people in different affiliations and different ties, like Errol Spence fighting Terrence Crawford. That's the fight. You know what I'm saying? You got I saw what Anthony Joshua and what's his name Fury about to fight.
Oh yeah, Tyson. Yeah.
So they actually did the deal for their fight. I think they hadn't signed yet, but
is it overseas or is it in Vegas?
I think it's going to be here.
Okay.
But that fight is about to be signed. They hadn't even signed a contract yet, but it's something to do with like 150 million, something about 150 million. But it's supposed to be a huge fight. Mm-hmm. They're going to finally make that fight happen. Other than that, I hadn't seen where any of the other, like, you got all these big name fighters that won't fight each other. I'm like, man, just fight. Let's get it on. Like back in the day, Muhammad Ali didn't back down from nobody. So all these claims of being the greatest man that you ain't trying to fight. Cause
it's different now, though, man. These dudes, man. It's different.
It's just whack. It's to the point where I don't even be wanting to watch it. And then you're charging $79.99.
It's different because it's all about the, it's more about the money than the actual sport.
Mm-hmm. Got a super chat from Tigolo, and you are absolutely right. Jake Paul is keeping boxing relevant.
Dang.
Yeah, that's insane. Well, now, if you really, I mean, not really now that I think about it, because Floyd's gone.
Well, they're about to fight.
Floyd gone. Floyd about to come out. Yeah. And be like,
you saw that though?
I saw it because, yeah.
Yeah, Paul McWhite just said Floyd's about to fight Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but look at where boxing has got. We got Floyd Mayweather coming out of retirement
to fight
some goofy ass white dude
off the street. Yeah.
Like, if this was 10, 15 years ago, Floyd would not be doing this shit.
It's wrestling. The most exciting fight, I think, this year was Mike Tyson and Roy Jones.
It is wrestling. Or not even that. It's reruns. This is we getting the TV land of boxing. Motherfuckers just coming out of the woodwork just to match up and square with motherfuckers that are absolute ass ball as far as competitors.
Adrian Wells said Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua is happening in Abu Dhabi. Adrian Wells, appreciate you for the super chat. Appreciate you, Paul McWhite, for the super chat. Tigolo, all y'all, man. Thank y'all for this. We appreciate it. Floyd sees the money. That's correct. That's all it's
That's
about.
All he see.
That's it.
That's all he give a damn about. I don't really blame him at this point. He proven himself, but still, like.
But until I wish Beez was here to talk about this too, because you know he huge on boxing.
Yeah, he should be wrapping up now. We kind of need him for this other topic.
Yeah, we do need him for the topic. Let me text him and see how much longer. But Errol Terrence Crawford, when they're ready to fight, I'm ready. I'm back with boxing all day long.
You taking a sabbatical until then?
I mean, I'm gonna still watch highlights and stuff, but I'm not buying no fights.
Oh no, I don't never buy the fight. Yeah. You don't never do that shit. Yeah. I wasn't even doing that with Floyd and Pacquiao. Boy. You either go to somebody's house or you got the or you got the connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was even disappointing because it should have happened so much longer ago, man. That
was the money wasn't right then. The money it ballooned to what, like $200 million?
It was great marketing and great promotion, but if you're a fighter and you really claim to be the best like Floyd, and you know you're the world's greatest, fight somebody. You know what I'm saying? He should have fought Pacquiao in Pacquiao's prime when it was time to fight, and he didn't. He ducked that fight. I don't care what he talk about. Man, if you want to fight, you could have made that fight happen. Just fight. Just get it over. Like I said, Muhammad Ali didn't run from nobody. He fought everybody that came. You know, the Sugar Ray Leonards and the Marvin Hagler's, the Thomas Hearns and all those. They fought each other.
Mm-hmm.
Regular. They was going to fight. You know, that's the fight.
You know, they be scared nowadays.
Yeah, they do. They think about money and they think about positioning. You know, it's time to fight. You know, fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gervonta Davis, Tank Davis fighting. He should be fighting Lomachenko. Somebody. Fight somebody. Make those real fights happen. It's time.
Yeah, I don't watch boxing like that. And I used to back in the day.
Everybody used to back in the day. That's between like the 90s and the early 2000s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of the era. Unfortunately.
The end of an era. That's the best way to put it. That's what
cuz now we in the internet era.
Yeah. Yep,
it is.
And we about to get a bunch of TV stars. We going to see King Batch versus King Los.
And these dudes, That's it. And I'd rather see that now cuz all these dudes do is talk, man. They just talk. They just talk a good game. UFC used to be
UFC is now becoming that sport though, mm-hmm, where people respect them.
Right. It's taking over for boxing because at least they
I probably won't transition over. I don't really give a fuck about shit like that.
Yeah, me either.
Unless it's like a good knockout, which I'll see that on the highlights.
Yeah, this weekend they said it was one of the greatest shows in a while though. It was pretty interesting.
That's great. Actually, I did bet money on that and I lost. So yeah, I don't give a fuck about UFC right now.
You bet against Usman?
I bet with the underdog.
You bet against against the black man.
See?
I didn't know who he was, Sean. I'm telling you, I didn't know who he was.
And he African too.
I didn't even know who, I'm talking about, I didn't know, all I saw was the numbers. Oh. All I saw was the spread. And I was like, if I put this in, I can come up real quick. Oh. That's rent money. That's not, milk money.
Not on Usman.
Then I see the shit. Not only did this motherfucker get knocked out early, this motherfucker, damn, they said he was a MAGA. I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said the damn. Nigga got knocked out with MAGA. I'm like, oh, bro. That's the Lord talking to me. Like, nah, you fucked up.
Usman is African too, Nick, so you really.
Nah, I don't like being on the nose like that. Sometimes. Well, speaking of that, random segue, shout out to Daniel Kaluuya. Won the Oscar.
Yeah.
Supporting actor, even though he was the lead actor.
He got confused. Didn't some white person confuse him with somebody else?
Yeah, they confused him with Leslie Odom.
Not a lie.
Bruh, then they tweeted about it, talking about some, oh, nah, it was a mix-up.
I saw the tweet. I'm like, come on, y'all.
Get the fuck out of here. If you got a tweet about it, it's already, you fucked up.
Yep, exactly. Just don't say anything. Just let that shit ride.
We got a super chat?
Yeah, we got a super chat from Adrian Wells. That's a great question. Thank you for asking us questions to be easy to get ready. Adrian says, what's y'all top five all-time NBA players?
Top five?
Oh,
damn.
Top five all-time NBA players.
I'm just.
Well, you know, one and two are going to be LeBron and Michael for me. They're going to both be in the starting lineup no matter what. Three, four, and five.
Yeah, I would say the same. LeBron, Mike. This is no order, but LeBron, no. Mike, Melo.
Man, for Meloing, but I get why.
Rondo. This is just me. This is what I'm not gonna say Magic and all the motherfuckers because I didn't really watch him and care about him back then. Mm-hmm. But to me, LeBron, Mike, Melo, Rondo, and I'll probably have to say Shaq. Yeah.
I'll go Hakeem Olajuwon, Dwayne Wade, Tim Duncan, LeBron James, and number five. Shit. Damn.
Five is always the hardest one.
Damn. No, it ain't for you. Huh?
Who do you think
I'm going to say your five again?
Hakeem Olajuwon, Dwayne Wade, Tim Duncan, LeBron James, and I'm trying to think of the fifth. Who do you think I'm leaving off?
Mike? No, Mike?
No.
He didn't give a fuck about Mike.
Oh, I didn't like Mike, bro.
And even
Isaiah
my,
Thomas, Isaiah e, Thomas.
Even my version of Mike ain't really the Mike that y'all thinking about. I was watching basketball when he was with the Wizards. Yeah. So I just fucked with him.
Isaiah Thomas is my fifth.
Give me Mike, LeBron. Because
he beat Mike.
Yeah. Mike, LeBron, Kobe.
I hated Kobe growing up. I respected him, but I hated him.
He said top five. NBA players, and these guys are always going to win. Mike, LeBron, Kobe, you're not going to get no calls.
No, I'm talking about, he said your favorite, though.
He didn't say five favorites.
Yeah, he said your favorite.
He said top five NBA players of all time.
I thought he said your favorite.
I went
with my favorite. I ain't go with the actual list.
Yeah.
Oh, no, top five NBA players of all time.
I still like my favorite.
Yeah, I like Mike, LeBron, Kobe, Hakeem. And give me Kevin Garnett.
Because my five going to win, bro. Like, I got some winners.
Your five can't beat my five. There's no way. We're going to get all the calls.
You crazy.
You think somebody going to... Who?
You, well, you know what? You might be right because they didn't like Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
They didn't like Isaiah.
Mike, LeBron, and Kobe.
Mr. Fundamental, Dwayne Wade going to get his fair share of calls. LeBron's going to get his calls. Akeem is going to destroy whoever you pick in the post.
I said Akeem, too.
Yeah, I know. We both got Akeem and LeBron, but
yeah.
That's so I guess it comes to those.
Kevin Garnett used to go at it anyway.
My fave five will be both of y'all squad.
Who is
it? If I get prime Melo, prime LeBron, prime MJ, prime Rondo, and prime Shaq.
I thought about Melo because I was a big time Melo fan.
Oh man, him in Denver with the cornrows. Yep. That's That's you taking me back to baby blue and gold.
Man, when he was, I fell in love with Melo when he was at Syracuse, man.
And my sixth man be Kevin Durant coming out the bench.
I used to love Kevin Durant too.
Yeah.
He was, man, he was
prime Kevin
fell
Durant.
Fell in love with him out of Texas.
I used to love Brandon Roy.
I wasn't on Brandon Roy like
I
that.
I fucked with Brandon Roy. I used to fuck with the Blazers squad. I used to know that whole roster during that era. When they, especially because I was, my sister went to Ohio State, so I was there watching Greg Oden going through that run. And that man, when he got drafted to Portland,
he was the greatest player that never was, boy.
Bro.
Them few Portland games he played,
bro, he was averaging like 30 and 12 or some shit like that. And he could shoot too. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, he was a shooter before shit was like,
yeah,
well known now. Like, man.
And Brandon Roy reminds me of the Blazers now. He reminds me like a lot of Dame.
Bruh,
and
if
CJ.
It wasn't for them knees, again, yeah. That's Portland with injuries.
Yeah, Portland and knees.
Bro, Kobe was like, bro, that's a bad man. Yeah. He next up. He was going to be the next best shooting guard outside of Wade.
Mm-hmm. The next one was from Chris. Hey, Chris, we appreciate you. Chris said, just want to say rest in peace, Terrence Clark. He's really one of the best players out of Boston in a while.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Everyone in Boston knew him. Sad to see him go. Man,
I hated hearing that story, man.
I hated hearing that story. And then I went back and I went down the rabbit hole watching his interviews, watching him talk to other players. Man, this dude was well-respected.
Bro.
And he was on his way. He was a young talent that is gone too soon.
You could tell, like, he was one of them, like, kids, like, ahead of his time that loved the game. Anybody who interacted with him could feel that energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if he was only 19?
Yeah, it's stupid, man. I like I said, I watched one of those interviews. And I watched it like 30. It was a simple interview, but just something in it this boy just had he had a spark.
He gave you that love for the game. Like, you want to see this guy play and be successful. That's what I was saying, man. Shit, bro. That's one thing that reminds me, bro. Enjoy your life while you can, man.
And I watched the video of the wreck, and I'm watching it like every time I watched it multiple times because it's on loop.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, damn, I wish he just slowed down right there. Like, or the car didn't turn because he just barely clipped him. I kept watching the video like, please let this time be different. Like when Ricky got shot. Same thing with, you know, Boys Hill. You always hope he get away. That's just how I felt, man. And like I said, I hated that, man, because, you know, his draft stock was rising. He was projected to do well. He just signed with Rich Paul. I think the day before, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because they sent out a statement after he passed.
And you know, LeBron was like, you know, this young bull, this dude, you know, he had all these guys taking him under his wing. And you could tell they were going to work with him, and they was going to make sure that he was successful.
They were going to take care of him.
I saw him talking to Donovan Mitchell, and, you know, he was telling him how
I saw that too.
It was just cool, man. I just hate that for him, and I hate it for his family. And rest in peace. And like you said, it's best to live your life to the fullest. If there's anything out there that you want to do that you've not accomplished yet, go for it. Just go for it. Don't let nothing or nobody hold you back.
Or not even just that. Just take in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of times we just be, I ain't trying to make this like no motivational part. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of times we be stressing over shit that really do not matter.
That's true.
When shit matters, you push all that bullshit to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's true.
Shit.
That's true. And some people shut down and can't get stuff done because, like you said, you're not just enjoying. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. We got another super chat from Xavier Joseph. Hey, we appreciate this love tonight, man. I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate it.
They know we're trying to buy time, so they get all their questions. Be your punk ass over there. They talking and shit.
Looking out. Xavier Joseph just gave a super chat. I don't know if you had a question, Xavier, but if so, go ahead and ask it because I don't see it. Let me see. Did I miss it? Did he? Oh, he said the Blazers' rough streak has really helped the Lakers not being in the play-in. Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Wait,
The Blazers losing. That's up the Lakers.
Xavier Joseph, thank you so much. Because I'm telling you, I wasn't that far off the mark in what I was saying.
Look at him. He's trying to save himself.
I knew it. I said
he ain't asked that question with a cape on, Shelton. He ain't trying to save you.
Thank you. Yeah, he saved me. Chill vibes. Who are y'all top five players to never win a ring, basketball and football included? Wow. Top five players to never win a ring.
Warren Moon.
Mike Dan
Vick.
Marino. Oh, well, I didn't like Dan Marino, but.
Mike Vick.
Yes. Yeah.
T.O.
Mm-hmm. T.O.
Randy. So.
Yep. Damn.
Damn, it's going to be a football.
Yeah.
Chad.
I was thinking
Ocho Cinco.
Man. Yeah. Shout out to Chad Ocho Cinco. I don't know if he's watching this. Chad is a staple in Cincinnati. He'll be a fucking legend forever in Cincinnati for me.
Yeah, he's a monster. He was a
monster. Man, not even just that, bro. Like, the way he embraced the city, the way he still do, even though he still got his gripes with it, with the organization, which everybody understands.
Right.
Man, I always wanted to see him with, obviously I wanted to see him win with us, but just when he went to the Pats, that was the only guy that I was rooting for. Mm-hmm. Fuck the whole team. I'm rooting with Chad.
I'll add this OG, Derek Thomas. That motherfucker.
Man.
One of my favorite football players of all time. He was a beast. He was a beast at that linebacker spot. That's why I used to play linebacker on the game Madden all the time. Because, you know, because of Derek Thomas. It was a monster. Mm.
Damn, I'm trying to think. Who else?
What are you thinking?
Luke Kuechly, I will say that. Because he's from Cincinnati, too. Mm. And they had the Panthers had that one opportunity to get to the get their title
with
Cam.
Cam Newton. Luke. I was thinking Cam Newton and Luke, too. I hate it for Luke.
Cam Newton is underachieved.
He did. And if it, to me,
and we keeping it real.
If we go keep it real, He should have died for the ball.
He should have died for the ball.
People said it was a business decision. I get that. Odell did the same shit. That's why he got kicked out of New York. You got to die for the ball. If you're going to play football, you got to play football.
That was his year. You win that title, then
no one's going to say shit to you forever.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Because you won MVP that same year.
He ain't
year.
Been the same since.
No, he has not.
And when he went All Lives Matter on us, too. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Oh, yeah. He had that goofy-ass hat on, too, right?
When Cam went against black folks, talking about we'd all the same color underneath our skin, he ain't been the same since. And they reminded him quickly that he was a nigga.
Boy, yeah, especially when they...
In Carolina, when he started losing.
Steve Smith, we talking about Carolina. Smith Jr.
Steve Smith, for sure.
I used to love him. When him and Jake DeLone with, what's his name? Amani Toomer? Well, not Amani Toomer.
Muhammad.
Yeah.
Tomlinson.
LaDainian. LT.
And they had multiple years.
They had better rosters than the Pats, period. Mm-hmm.
Man, they had a shot. Basketball, I'll throw out some basketball. Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, Pat.
That's a good
Chuck
one.
Chuck, easily.
Allen Iverson, of course. AI. Barkley, definitely. Chuck.
Man, forget Barkley. I'm going to talk about him.
Obviously, I'm about to say Melo, but it's still the Blazers. Cool. I'm still holding out. You never know.
Thank you to the Blazers for allowing them to come there and play, though. I'm just glad they let him come and play.
Yep.
Because the rest of the league gave up on him.
Barry Bonds.
I know they didn't say baseball.
Yeah, I saw somebody.
Barry Bonds.
Griffey didn't win one either, did he?
Nah.
Yeah, that's what Tickle.
Griffey and Ocho Cinco. Griffey's the reason why I like baseball, period.
That's crazy that y'all both say that because Tigolo, his super chat was Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Moss, and Barry Sanders.
Barry Bonds was the truth. Best baseball player of all time. Who was the GOAT.
Randy Moss didn't win it.
He got there.
They went 19-1? 19-1?
the worst record in the world. I would never want that in the world.
Yeah.
To go undefeated and then lose to Eli Manning the way they lost.
Man.
I know Randy was sick.
That was the greatest Super Bowl ever for me.
The reason why I became the Giants fan.
I just wanted to win.
Because that year, that's when I got into football. That year, everybody was going for the Pats. I was like, man, fuck the Pats. Mm. Who they playing? And it was the Giants. I was like, I'm going to root for him.
The Tuck rule is what turned me against Brady. I don't know for whatever reason. I can't remember. Because Rich Gannon, the Raiders, they were playing the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I think Rich Gannon was on their team.
Yep.
And it was like snow. They were playing in snow.
Yeah.
Snow. Man, and I was fucking with the Raiders. And they made this bullshit. It created this fucking ass Tuck rule.
On the spot.
On the spot. Man, I hated Brady ever since.
Who else we got?
Hey, who are we missing?
That's some others. Let me see.
You coming out here like
like you ready to fight.
You coming out here like you just toast some pussy up or something.
There's a lot of basketball players for sure.
It is, and I just can't think of nobody to tell you. Muggsy
Bogues.
That's
a fun question. We got to come back to this for sure.
Yeah, we're going to have to think. We need to think about that one and really do a list.
Yeah.
Balco Bonds. Y'all start with the hate.
Who?
Talk about Roger Clemens like that. I'm sure y'all will because y'all baseball players. Y'all uppity.
Boy, they treat baseball like it's golf.
I'm telling you, they so damn bougie.
They be bougie as hell.
You can't touch anything in baseball.
Adrian Wells left a super chat. His top five list was Kobe, LeBron, MJ, Shaq, and Isaiah Thomas. I don't have no problem with that list. Big Lou. Big Lou said, are a healthy Lakers squad the favorite to win the title? To me, yes. A healthy Lakers.
Oh, what? Oh, he trying to.
Are you talking about everybody healthy or just the Lakers?
Everybody healthy.
Oh, everybody healthy. It's the Nets.
I still say the Lakers. And the only reason I say that, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. And to me.
This is bullshit. He trying to curse him. I know what this is.
I mean, I don't like the Lakers at all. I can't stand the Lakers. But
ever? You never liked the Lakers?
I used to love the Lakers.
When did you fall off?
When LeBron got there?
Yeah.
So really?
We got one of them on the show, huh?
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, LeBron. Yeah,
if LeBron,
I feel about LeBron like you feel about George.
If LeBron came to the Knicks, I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, but I would definitely welcome that motherfucker with open arms.
LeBron going to the Lakers was probably one of the greatest moments of my life. Not really, but Manny probably feels somewhat like you do about the Lakers. I would go on Manny's show debating about him with the Lakers. He hates LeBron. Yes, Manny.
Because he's a big Kobe guy. LeBron. Most people that are big Kobe fans don't like LeBron.
And he would find anything to criticize and nitpick LeBron about.
Not now.
When that motherfucker came to the Lakers, I was like, that's what life changed. Ass get.
Yeah, and that's what that happened to a lot of Lakers fans. Yeah, it messed a lot of them up because most of them, like,
they was defacing the mural. Yeah. This is one of the greatest basketball players, objectively one of the greatest basketball players ever.
Not only did he go there, he got the motherfucker the title.
Championship,
In the year that Kobe passed, he got you a title the year.
And that's why that question, and we got to really take that question to heart, like, where does he rank on Lakers' all-time list?
Who, LeBron?
LeBron.
It's too early to say that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wins this year, you could kind of have that conversation. If he wins. Because then
you got to win multiple to be a Lakers great.
But he go back-to-back, though. And a lot of the Laker greats got back-to-backs.
If he,
I'm going to say he has to win multiple titles to be in that conversation with the Lakers.
If he wins this one, I wouldn't be mad at that if he's in the conversation. But I'm with you. Right now, it's too early.
Yeah.
He only got one.
What? Quick question. Who is your NBA top five all time?
All time?
Yes.
Whoa.
Give me a star.
You know you can't ask me questions like this. Yeah, you got to sit down and write it out.
We had to answer this one on the fly, so he got to answer.
So is this?
This is just all time.
I mean.
1 through 5.
Is it like my personal or like, okay, you know these guys are the.
Me and Ken went personal. You know what I mean? He went.
Yeah, I just went.
Objectively.
You went like, okay, these guys are the top.
These five right here. I know ain't nobody going to stop these five.
I feel like we did a video. Didn't we do a video about that?
We might have.
We did it by position, I believe.
I mean, like back, like when Kyle was with us, like early on. Like I remember, I felt like
y'all did a bunch of them back then.
Okay, so the bias will say Isaiah and Michael Jordan as my backcourt.
And you can do positionless basketball too, so you can have multiple guards.
Yeah, I just picked my favorite players.
Yeah.
But, you know, B's don't think like that. He's going to put together a team.
Yeah, I'm putting together like a team. Yeah.
He ain't supposed to be this long.
He's going to say Moses Malone. Just go ahead and say it, nigga.
Get these role players in. Bruce Bowen.
Hey, can't run down the 2004 Pistons squad.
So I got Isaiah. I got Jordan. I got Bron. Bird, that's about Bird.
You got a white boy? I'm surprised by that.
Shit, man. Bird, a bad white boy though. And then center, I got. Damn, it's either toss up between Bill Kareem Russell. Or Hakeem. No, I say it's either toss up between Kareem and Hakeem.
Oh.
If we're taking these prime, I'm assuming these are.
Yeah, these are all prime.
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta go Kareem probably. I probably go Kareem my center. Yeah, Kareem, Bron, Bird, Jordan, and Isaiah.
It's not a bad list at all.
Yeah,
Ken didn't put Jordan on his squad. I mean, he put a Wizards Jordan on his.
Hey, Wizards Jordan was that nigga, bro.
Man, come on,
he came in there. He came in fresh out of a cigar.
I had a King.
I know you had King. Yeah,
Wade. Duncan,
mm-hmm.
And then I had a shit. Now I can't remember my four.
You had a small four.
Damn.
Said Duncan.
Yeah, Bron in there, right?
Bron, yeah, LeBron. Okay. LeBron.
Yeah, see, I was thinking Duncan too.
I can't remember. Who did I put in there? Isaiah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Isaiah.
Okay. No, so nobody had Magic?
Nah.
Nah.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Well, I was my favorite, so I wasn't going off.
Okay,
of,
yeah,
okay.
I did too. Yeah.
I like Magic, and that was real tough.
I still
would
probably pick Isaiah over Magic.
Though. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I did actually put together a five. Damn, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. My squad still wins, though, no matter what.
Damn,
my squad.
And who's your squad? Who was your five?
I have Michael, Kobe, LeBron, KG, and. My five was.
You said Akeem. You had
Akeem.
Yeah,
I can't get mad at Akeem. I love Akeem Olajuwon anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when they talk Holly Akeem, I'd be like, yeah, that dude. Akeem was that dude, man.
Yeah.
What else?
So I had offense and defense.
What else we got before we go on to our main topic?
We got a couple more super. Hey, I appreciate the super chats tonight. It's the most love we gotten in a while. Appreciate y'all. I keep saying it. I gotta keep saying it because it's so true. The next one is from Vash. Vash said, Ken, why do you hate Jordan? LOL, he was better than everyone you named.
That's a lie.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I hate Jordan too, but I still respect him at the end of the day, man. Like, well, I'm not a Jordan fan.
Yeah. Who's better than Jordan that was on
Akeem
your list?
Akeem was better than Jordan.
You going to have to move on. You ain't gonna get no serious ass out of him.
I'm not going to argue, kid, because Ken is serious.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he ain't going to move him off
Akeem
his post.
Beat Jordan
yes.
in the finals?
They didn't play. Jordan quit and left because he didn't want to play Akeem. Jordan said he did not that Olajuwon was the one player that he was afraid to play. And
yeah.
He said that. I ain't make it up.
It's Ken, like, I'm just reciting historical fact, baby. That's what he said. Yeah.
Yep.
What's the next one?
Tigolo, I read yours, I think. Tigolo said Barry Bonds, Ken, Griffey Jr.,
Moss. Yeah, you read that one.
Barry Sanders.
What was that?
Real quick, the reason why I dislike Jordan as much as I do, one, I definitely fuck with the Pistons heavy. Two, when I was young, and I was a Clyde Drexler fan, man, and
oh yeah, he took his soul
to the Blazers.
Bro,
oh yeah,
I never forgave him for that.
He took his soul.
Yeah.
Never forgave him for that shit. I've been bitter ever since. Mm.
There was a question B about top five. It could be NBA or NFL players who didn't win a ring. Your top five.
Oh shit!
Or you could just name five players.
Barry Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
King Griffey Jr. Yeah. He was the reason why I wanted to play baseball.
You said the same thing I said about Ken Griffey. Like, he's the reason why I care about
besides
baseball.
Besides my dad, like, Ken Griffey was the reason why I played basketball and baseball.
A lot of
like,
black folks in the baseball.
Oh yeah,
man.
Oh,
he
yeah.
played for the Reds. Shit, that's all he needed for me.
Now, see, I
him and
Dion.
I fuck with Dion.
Yeah, I remember Seattle.
Yeah, you remember him.
Yeah,
like Ken. This is not just because he get paid. So I'm cool with that.
Yeah, Barry Sanders, Ken Griffey Jr. AI, yeah, gotta go AI. I'm trying to think who else. I'm trying to think of football. I think someone said Randy Moss. Yeah, because I was so mad today. That was the only time I ever rooted for the Patriots in the Super Bowl was Randy.
Really?
Moss. Yes. Mm. When it was Randy, when they had that undefeated season, I wanted Randy Moss to win.
He was
one so bad,
he was legit.
God, I wanted Randy Moss to win one so
that
bad.
Year was him proving like I'm one of the guys.
I was felt bad for Randy.
I did. I was just like,
but you love seeing Tom sad.
Yeah. Hold on, my fifth one. I'm trying to think. My fifth one would be trying to think someone in football who
didn't win one. Like. Karl Malone would have been on mine too.
You know what?
Fuck Karl Malone.
Karl Malone, right?
I heard he was a pedophile.
Yeah,
he was like, or just people. Because I ain't like Karl Malone either, but I thought it was just players you think probably should have won one.
I know.
I would say Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good
Hardaway.
One.
So that's
yeah,
my five.
That's a good one.
That's my
five. I did fuck.
I found out why Brady can only lose the white man, bro.
Because
the white man luck cancels out. Mm-hmm. Why you think he beat all the brothers?
Damn,
that's crazy.
Yep. He lost.
I don't even want to think about that.
He lost to Nick Foles, Mike. Yeah.
He lost to Eli twice and Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
Oh my God.
Yep. That's true. That is so true.
Oh, my hate is going to grow tenfold. Damn.
And that's a good question right there. Top five players that didn't win champ.
We're going to have to do something with that one, too.
That's a good one.
Any more?
The next one, Connor. Yeah, we got a few more. Connor Pearson Ward, appreciate you. He said Mike Trout is the best current player in MLB that hasn't won a title.
He ain't
ever been to the playoffs. That's true.
He never been to the playoffs.
Yeah, his time is being wasted right now. His talent.
He getting paid all that money and he ain't been to the playoffs.
I thought Trout at least went to the playoffs once or twice.
Mm-hmm. No.
Man, Trout is amazing, dude. That dude can play.
His bank is
amazing, too. But it matches his play, though.
I mean, he doing his thing, but it
damn, Mike. Taking all of it. I never made the playoffs.
That's why we got to watch what the Mets do signing.
Yo, that's insane.
I forgot. Jesus. Many know who
dude, was. I did not know that. Nah. Wow, you hit a bombshell on me, Shelton. You hit a bombshell on me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Tigolo said, Clemens' head looked like the last watermelon on earth. That is 100% true.
Hell no, that's crazy.
Another one from Tigolo came. Appreciate you as always, Tigolo.
Tigolo,
send us your email too. On dead
end. Don't chat it.
No. I just told us to send his email. Ken, be honest. Drake versus Brady, who you hate more?
Drake Black, so I'm going to let y'all answer that question.
Oh, wow.
I'll never pick a white man over black. Come on now.
And Drake just black enough.
He just passed the test. Yeah. He passed the paper bag test.
Hell no.
Yeah, Ken hate them six rings.
Let's get on to the...
I do.
Well, we got one more because we gotta get to our next topic.
That is the last. Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay. All right, y'all. We are going...
Oh, wait, one more. We just got one from Tigolo. BZ, how you going to leave Barry Bonds off?
Because I'm not leaving Ken Griffey off.
Okay.
Ken Griffey was literally my inspiration of why I won. Besides my dad, Ken Griffey was the reason why I wanted to play baseball and gotcha. That I played baseball. So, yeah, no. Griffey is not getting off that list.
Damn, he told you.
My nigga. Yeah.
Griffey's not getting off that list, Tigolo. Sorry. You know, no, I respect the Barry Bonds, but nah, Griffey was that dude.
We'll be back after this quick break.
All right. In our chat, or last week, we were supposed to do this, but
yeah, we'll
cover that later because you got to get going. In our chat, last week, we were supposed to do this list, but we'll do it this week because now we got better parameters. It'll be a two-part list. The list is a top eight all-time NBA playoff performance. Mm. This is part one of this. This is individual performances, and then the next list we'll do is all-time NBA final performances. So we're just doing the playoffs just now, everything but the NBA finals.
I would say that's kind of included, really. I mean,
oh, damn, because I have finals on mine.
Yeah, I'm just saying you might as well count the finals in as well as the rounds or whatever. Or how many rounds? Whatever.
Yeah, some
player.
Finals in mind.
So you have you have a whole other list of additional NBA final performances.
Yeah, I got the list for my favorite playoff moments, like the not moments but playoff performances for the playoffs. And then I have one where it's just strictly the finals. Like these are my.
Hey, I saw. I didn't know you could do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shit. We'll start off with you then. So you got two lists. What number eight? For playoff
rank them though, but I name them. So first one come to mind is the Michael Jordan in 93. His Michael Jordan 93 was like unreal. I think he averaged like 45 points a game. Yeah. Like
games. We're just talking about overall stats.
Oh my god. I'm just talking about overall playoffs, like for the entire playoffs.
Yeah, see, no, I was talking playoff games. Yeah. See, we have all different lists.
Yeah.
Because I had, for example, Jordan in 93 versus the Suns. He had 55.
I know he had like 53.
Yeah, 53 in one of those games.
I can modify mine.
And he's the first player with 40 or more points in four straight playoff games in that series. But it was about that one game where he scored 53. Mm-hmm. That was the game.
Yeah, for me... at number eight, I had Donnie Mitchell, game four of the first round of Western Conference playoffs. This is after he dropped 57 that first game. He dropped 51 in game four to take the series to 3-1 with Utah. Should have been the game that should have, helped them close it out for the next run, but obviously we know how that happened. But to me, that was his coming out party to the NBA. Who you got, Cam?
Damn, man, I hate when my shit ain't right. But Barkley, Phoenix Suns, 1993 Western Conference Finals.
It was against Houston. Was it against Houston they played against? Or was it Seattle? Damn, I can't remember. Why am I drawing a blank right now?
I think it was Seattle.
It was Seattle. Okay. I'm like, why am I drawing a blank right now?
I think it was Seattle. Man, that, well, if y'all don't know about Charles Barkley,
oh,
back in the day, not man. You.
Oh, okay.
Y'all watching? Y'all need to go look up Barkley and just start with basketball reference and just look at his numbers. Incredible. And then go look at his Phoenix Suns career and that Philadelphia career. But yeah, man, let's see what I got.
He was 6'5", 6'4".
At best, 6'4".
He took it to in the playoffs. This is when you talk about great players elevating their game to a whole other level.
That's a prime example.
Yep, Barkley did that. He took it to a whole other level.
He could shoot that ball, too. He had a pretty jumper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He just had a real nice game. You couldn't stop him.
Yep.
So you're just doing the
year of the run? Okay.
Okay. So I'll save the game for later, the actual game performance.
Yeah. All right. So are you coming back to me?
Yeah.
Next one, I got Shaq in 2000. That whole playoff run in 2000 was amazing. He was unbelievable. That was kind of not really the coming out party, but it was kind of like, okay, yeah, we're seeing prime Shaq right now.
Yeah, this is the most dominant man in basketball.
This is, you know, because, you know, we knew he was good during his Orlando years and stuff like that. But, like, no, this Shaq, this playoff, this was like, nah, motherfucker, I'm the most dominant motherfucker to ever touch this basketball. Mm-hmm. That was that playoff right there.
For me, I'll say LeBron James 2012, specifically Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. That's when he got his revenge on the Boston Celtics when he was with the Heat, where he dunked on who
KG.
Was it
KG? Yeah.
No. It was remember it was when he had like 45. Remember he came it out was, the game and he scored like the first 20
it
points.
Was Jason Terry.
Yeah, Jason Terry. Oh.
Jason Terry.
Yeah,
that alley-oop shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give a shout out to LBJ on that one. Yeah, I hated seeing it because I'm a big Rondo fan, but shit, that motherfucker set the tone early.
Mm-hmm.
You got Sheldon.
Yeah, that was I'm sorry, Sheldon. That was one of the really first times, or maybe second time, that I saw LeBron like
angry
on his killer shit. Like where it was like, okay, nigga, you should have been doing this your whole career. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
people said that after that game. And I was like, nigga,
it was like,
where was you at 2 years ago?
That time, and then the Pistons when he scored like 25 straight points.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the
in overtime,
one,
right?
Yeah, that one of the two times where I saw like LeBron was like, okay, where is that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got Isaiah in 1998 versus the Lakers when he played on that one leg.
88.
That's what I said.
I thought you said 98. I'm sorry.
No, 1988.
Yeah, that's on my list too. Actually, him and Ivor are the only two people on my list that didn't win a championship in those respective years. Yeah.
But he played out of his mind in that series. Mm. He had 43 in one game with 8 assists and 6 steals.
I remember.
One particular game. He was single-handedly keeping him in that game.
I was 7 years old. That was the only game only sports game I cried after the game was over. Mm-hmm. I remember I was crying when they lost that game.
And he was, you know, already being that small and being at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't stop him. I had that Shaq one on my list too, that you said in 2001.
Yeah.
Give me LeBron James's 2013 playoff run. Mm. That final series when they beat the Spurs. That was an extremely challenging series for them. We all know LeBron, and, you know, these happen. You need them with the shot, the rebound, and then the shot by Ray Allen. But LeBron in that game 7, it was all him. It was all him. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was.
People really overlooked that game 7 performance by LeBron.
Yeah, because you know why? That was LeBron James' jump shot party. Because remember Greg Popp was – he was playing
give him space.
Yeah, I'm gonna let LeBron shoot, and LeBron was like, "All right, you know." And that's what we were still kind of questioning LeBron James' jump shot ability, but we knew he had it. But he really showed in that game.
He did because ever since then, that's when he started taking more jump shots.
When I think of that series, I still think of that Ray Allen shot.
It is, I mean, of course you got to
because that's like
that's right
the
saving
big most iconic.
But LeBron,
moment.
You're right. They don't talk about how LeBron's performance in that game 7 was. All right, so next I got Hakeem 1995 run, that whole playoff run. You know, everybody was kind of going against him a little bit. I feel like because, you know, Shaq and Penny, everybody was loving Shaq and Penny. Like, this was, you know, a little bit racist right after when, you know, Jordan had came back. But, you know, the NBA was ready to give the keys to Grant Hill and Penny, like, mm-hmm. at that time. You know, they was marketable, everything. They were superstars at that time. So everybody was liking Shaq and Penny. But, man, Hakeem Olajuwon and them came along, and everybody didn't think they was good. I remember because people were saying, oh, yeah, Houston ain't going to be able to run with Orlando. They young. They da-da-da-da. And they ran them boys out the gym, man. They I was amazed how the Rockets ran them boys out of the gym. And Hakeem just made Shaq look so average in that series, man, that finals. He made Shaq look so average. Like, that shit was crazy. So, yeah, 95 Hakeem Olajuwon.
For me, I'm going to have to go with Rajon Rondo 2010. Specifically, game 4 of the Eastern Semis when they faced the Cavs. He had an amazing triple-double. I think he had, like, over 25 points, 18 boards, and 13 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was that. I hated that run at the same time because that was that bullshit Lakers-Celtics series.
They lost that.
Kendrick got hurt. I know he's not. Kendrick Perkins, obviously, nowadays is a buffoon compared to what he was as a player, but he was a big piece.
That body that was against Bynum.
Exactly. You
know, he was that body against Bynum.
And even then,
and they was missing that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I went to game 7 because he got hurt, I think, game 5.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Rondo was doing his thing that year, though. Who you got, Sheldon?
In that same 1988 series, James Worthy versus the Pistons, he had 36 points, 16 rebounds and 10 assists and 2 steals in one game.
He was I think he was the finals MVP.
He was MVP in that year.
Yeah. Sorry.
I watched, listen to all of this.
You getting your answers from Siri, bro? Come on, man.
But yeah, that was a monster. That was a good series.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Where I want to go. It's one of these Tim Duncan joints.
He's on mine too. What year you put yours for?
I was looking at, let me get back to it, when he played the Mavs, and it was one game. I think they lost this series. I think it's 2001, but he had like 28 points in the fourth quarter in overtime,
mm-hmm.
and he lost the damn game. But, and I think they lost that series, but because Tim Duncan actually has quite a few playoff performance.
Oh, yeah, of course. Man, it's just because bro. It's just not flashy.
He just looked boring while he's
not flashy.
I love Tim Duncan, man.
The big fundamental.
Yeah. So I'll go with that one. I was trying to find it, but I can't find it. But
I was going Tim Duncan, his 2003 run.
Mm.
When that whole playoff run,
is that when they swept the Cavs?
No,
they played the Nets.
Oh, that
that's when Kidd took the Nets to back to back finals.
Got you.
The Nets lost to Lakers, and then they lost to the.
I looked at that one too. Yeah.
Duncan, man, his run in that playoffs, like if you look at his number, I think it was like 28 and like 16 and like, you know, averaging 2 or 3 blocks. Like, I mean, yeah, people they know like Duncan is great, but they just never bring him up when it comes to like categories like this. But yeah, Duncan had a hell of a playoff runs, man.
Oh, that's the one you going with?
Yeah, 2003 Duncan.
Of course, I got to mention this man's name. This is probably the furthest he's ever gotten to the promised land or close to it.
I think I know where you're going.
Carmelo Anthony, 2009.
Yeah.
Western Conference Finals, game 2 specifically.
Hey, man, he was going bucket to bucket with Kobe, man. Him and Kobe was battling.
You don't understand.
Oh, I know.
Bruh,
yeah. You a Melo fan then, too?
Yeah, I've been a bruh.
You know, I fucks with Melo, so yeah.
Man, I would be a Pistons fan if y'all did the right job and drafted that nigga.
That was the craziest thing in the world. we talk about that.
I was clutching my rosary beads,
Darko,
hoping that nigga would get to the finals. Kobe. Yeah, it was not going. They was going back and forth, though.
They was going. That was a physical game.
That was something.
Carmelo. That's when I knew Carmelo was like that. I was like, yo, man, he going bucket for bucket with Kobe? Yeah, that dude. Yeah.
What you got, Shelton?
I got Hakeem Olajuwon in 1987 versus the Rockets. I mean, when he was with the Rockets versus the Sonics. He had a game where he scored 49 points with 25 rebounds and 6 blocks.
Him and Ralph Sampson.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. Those numbers, 49 points with 25 rebounds, that's when Hakeem became, you know, he was Hakeem at that point. And he was taking over that team from Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Dwayne Wade, 2006? Nah, it was the one they lost. The series they – no, nah, not 2006. I do have that. But the series went when LeBron came there. And LeBron –
2011?
Yep. LeBron didn't do his job.
When they lost the Mavericks. When they lost the Mavericks.
But Wade – Dwayne Wade in that series – in that playoff,
that's
run,
crazy. That was the last of the of that the was, great
man, bro. Special. We saw vintage Wade, and all he just needed was a little bit from lazy ass, sorry ass LeBron, and they would have won that title. I hated LeBron for that shit, man.
Yeah, LeBron. Right,
but Wade,
well, he had a big target on this back. How it he was, played in that finals.
The Mavs had nothing but thugs and custodians on that squad. Bro, this nigga is. I know Wade was hot. Like, nigga, you came here for
and,
this.
And the turning point in that, and it was like game two, and you know they were front running because it was Hollywood, and they did. I think it was an alley oop or something, and Wade they just. Either he went down the court or did some shit.
Oh yeah,
like
that's the famous meme. Yeah,
it was a wrap. Jason Terry talked to the Mavs, got them boys hype, and then they came back and
they said, "Don't ever let that shit happen again."
Yep, and it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Punk asses.
next one I got is AI 2001. Like I said, AI and Zeke are the only ones on this list that came out from their losing their. Playoff run, but yeah, AI in 2001. I mean, not only his regular season was amazing, like Ken mentioned about Barkley, AI stepped it up even more than when it came playoff time. And he actually, I mean, even though he was going with the big Goliath, man, it was just like he did what he could against that superior Laker team, and he got one game. He got one game when Lakers were sweeping everybody. So yeah, man, yep. I just left it all out on the floor, man, and I'd be crazy not to put him on this list as playoff performances that year.
I'm going to go with Derrick Rose, 2009, specifically game one of the first round of the Eastern Conference. That was his coming out party. I think he had like 36 points, 11 assists. No one expected that out of him, and he gone on to win Rookie of the Year, I believe, that season too. I mentioned that because it's like I think people forget how great he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like before Westbrook, before any of them niggas, it was Derrick Rose. As far as in the modern version of like the athletic point guard. So yeah, if y'all haven't watched that whole series went to Game 7. So that was a battle. Like he came out, and that was probably one of the best Bulls teams in recent history.
I'd like to see how he'd be if he'd never gotten hurt. Against some of these guys.
Man, yeah, Derrick Rose was a sight to see.
Mm-hmm. I got Jordan in 86 versus Boston. I didn't watch this game at the time, but I watched it back on Classic Sports, and I watched it several times since then. But that was a 63-point game where they were calling him as if God was in the building. When Larry Bird and them talked about
it. I love how everybody called him Black Jesus.
Yeah.
Zion said that.
You got to. That's when you knew he was the truth. Is when Larry Bird just said, "There's nothing we could have done with this man." You know, Larry Bird said it. He was like, "As if God was in the building," and you can't get a higher compliment than that.
Eight points in what 9 seconds? Is that Reggie Miller, 1995?
Wow.
Yeah, against the Knicks.
Knicks. Man. Spike Lee.
One of my favorite moments in basketball, playoff basketball history.
Yeah.
And if you guys haven't seen that, go look that up.
It was an insane 2 minutes or whatever the fuck, like 1 minute.
Yeah, yep. So shout out to Reggie. Never got one.
I only seen the closest one was T-Mac.
He should have been on that list of never gotten one.
Oh, yeah. I thought about him.
Yeah.
Who you got, B?
I'm sorry. Next on my list, I got 2012 Bron. Yeah, I got that on my
it's you got that playoff. Too?
Yeah, that playoff because it was like we mentioned before, like Bron had a target on. Like I guess after that 2011 slip up, you know, it was back to back
years because he had the 2010 slip up at Boston, which made him go to Miami,
and then in 2011 he lost his Mavericks. So yeah, coming into this playoffs, LeBron. His body language was different. Everything was different going in this playoffs, and he played like he was on a mission. because he knew legacy was definitely on the line at that point, because it's like, okay, you already shit the bed in 2011 finals, and now, like, if you come in this playoff and don't deliver after y'all done said not four, not five, like, so yeah, Bron had he was tunnel vision in that playoffs.
What number are we on?
Yeah,
we got this, our last three.
Last three.
Okay.
I'm gonna go have Klay Thompson, 2016. Specifically game six. I believe that's the Western Conference Finals against the Thunder, where he dropped like 40. Mm-hmm. To me, that was the start of the dynasty. The I know they started, I think they won the year before that or something like that. But this was like the legit start, because this was the end of OKC and the beginning of the Warriors dynasty. But yeah, Klay Thompson had a phenomenal playoff series run.
Give me Kobe in 2001 versus the Kings. In one game in particular, he had, I think it was a closeout game, he had 48 and 16 rebounds. And he was unstoppable that night, and he was doing everything. So, yeah, Kobe's on my list.
Well, y'all know where I'm going. Dwayne Wade, 2006. yeah, finals run. Yeah, no, enough said. Like, everybody know that.
He got the ghost of Jordan in that one.
Yeah, he did. He
caught on the spirits of Chicago.
It's very rare that guys that I'm fans of win.
that's a fucked up thing to say, kid.
It is. So when it happens, you know, it's just because I don't do a lot of bandwagon shit. Like,
yeah, no, you stick to the guy you like.
Yeah, and I fuck with him. They're like, yo, that's my guy. So
how you think I feel? I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah,
kid.
You do.
I lived it. I'm from a city of it.
Yeah, nobody can claim either one of y'all front run. So that's one thing they can't say.
I don't know how to take that, Sheldon.
he over here. He throwing his little shit.
Oh, neither one of
y'all. Don't let me get on you. You too comfortable in the studio with your little socks and shit, nigga.
All right, what's up, B?
Last one. I got 87 Magic.
You got two more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 87 Magic. I got 1987 Magic. That was like my youngin' days when I really first started watching basketball. My dad a lot. We was always watching playoff games. And yeah, I just remember seeing Magic just like, God damn, like, who was this big ass point guard? Like, you know, I thought point guard was supposed to be short. Like, yeah, Magic was just fucking doing every damn thing, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he averaged like almost 20 assists a game during that playoff run, man. He was just, I mean, every time he had the ball in his hands, either he was gonna get a bucket or somebody else was gonna get a bucket off of his pass. So yeah, that shit was amazing, man. And I saw why his nickname was Magic, because like, yeah, he was making passes, I was like, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, 87 Magic.
I'm going to go Kawhi Leonard, 2019. You already know, Ken, this is your favorite year. You go, this is the start of the leprechaun luck. That's what you call him.
The leprechaun
specifically, obviously, game seven of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Philadelphia 76ers. The greatest one and done year of all time.
Yeah. It was a good run. I ain't going to hate on it.
Give me Magic in 1980. Magic Johnson in 1980. That year, Kareem went down with an injury, and Magic had to play center in that game to close out the Sixers, and he scored 42. He had 15 rebounds and 7 assists and 3 steals with 1 block. And that's tremendous to be playing, going from the 1 to the 5. You know, he playing out
your rookie year.
Yeah.
You just came off of winning national championship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you come into, like, people don't talk about, like, that winning pedigree that Magic had. That. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so quick to talk about Jordan, but, like, dude, how many dudes can come fresh off of college, win a national championship, come in your rookie year in the NBA, and guess what? Yo, at the time, your best guy on your team went down. You got to play 5 positions.
Yeah, you got to play. You got to go from point guard to center.
Yeah. Like, yeah, man. Yeah, people don't talk about that enough. Yeah.
And he won 5 rings out of what, 9 tries? Nine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And just think of the 9 that he lost.
Nobody
like,
ever talk about
it. Just think of the other 4 he lost to, though. Like, it wasn't cupcake, like, opponents. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, he lost to the Sixers,
the Bulls, the Celtics. The Bulls and the Pistons.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the four
and
he lost.
And a few of those when they got old. I think one of those
91.
It was the Jordan got them. The Bulls, he was old.
91. Yeah, 91 Bulls.
They got old. So that was just Father Time got them in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jordan's ascension.
Right.
1995, man. Kim Olajuwon versus David Robinson.
Mm.
If y'all want to watch somebody absolutely get worked, go watch that series. The year David Robinson
won MVP.
Won the MVP.
They gave him the MVP?
Man.
When it was players saying, like, we ain't never seen Hakeem do them moves before. Like, Hakeem just brought out the whole bag on David Robinson. David Robinson was just like, man, I can't even fucking do shit. Yeah.
That probably should have been on my number one, but man, and I was a fan of David Robinson, but I was a bigger fan of Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, so he was hard to root for. Who?
Man, nah, mm-hmm. it wasn't that hard. Man, the butt whipping he put on him, man, that is probably has to be one of the top five playoff performances of all time, the way he beat him down.
Mm. Who you got, Sheldon?
My next one would be number one. My last one would be Michael Jordan with the flu game in 97. For him to play through that game.
But wait a minute. I'm about to correct him. Like, didn't Jordan say in the Last Dance that technically that wasn't a flu game? That was just a bad.
Well, Michael Jordan in the sick game.
The sick game. Yeah, it was a bad
uncomfortable
pizza.
Game.
It was a bad pizza. True. He ate a bad pizza.
Yeah, he had bad pizza.
Yeah.
They try to poison my man.
Yeah. Nah, that was something else. But to be sick like he was and to score 38, he had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. And he shot 48% from the field in that game and played 44 of the 48 minutes.
I've had a tummy ache, and I don't feel like even getting out of bed, let alone playing a full 48-minute basketball game in the 90s.
I'll never forget that game. I watched that game. I just kept waiting for it.
Yeah,
I just kept waiting for him to just give out. Yep. He never did.
Me too.
And played 44 minutes.
He had that IV on the sideline.
Yeah.
And
Scotty had
to thought he was lying.
He thought it was the Paul Pierce before Paul Pierce.
And just seeing Scotty carry him off was
and that's when I thought he was being extra.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. You ain't had to be carried off the whole game.
You a big grown ass man.
Right. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Hate Jordan.
Man.
All right, so yeah, my last one, of course, like I said, I mentioned it earlier, was Zeke 1988 run. He was well on his way of, I just knew we was going to win a championship that year, man. We was coming for the Lakers. And a damn injury in game 6, we was up 3-2 that game when blew up his ankle. We was up 3-2 in that series, and Isaiah lit their ass up off of 1 foot, and we got a phantom call on Beerland Beer.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking phantom call when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got that bad boy out on the block, did his usual turnaround, and all Beerland Beer did was that, and they called a damn foul on Beerland Beer.
Serves you right.
Right, and it's just like, man, and then, you know, we lost that game, and of course we didn't have Isaiah for game 7, and you know, the rest was history.
I remember that shit, man.
That was the only time I ever cried over a sports game.
Like, I can't believe you was a fan of Bill Laimbeer.
You said what again?
Bill Laimbeer's on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's.
You said you hated it.
You said you hated the call. Yeah. The call.
It was on Bill Laimbeer. You was a fan of Bill Laimbeer?
No.
You said he was a fan
of good basketball.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was saying you should be happy because it was on Bill Laimbeer. Because everybody hated Bill Laimbeer. Yeah,
that's the reason why they called it, because it was Bill Laimbeer.
Correct.
If it was anybody else, they wouldn't have called that.
Bill Laimbeer didn't bother me.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Not then. He played in Detroit.
Yeah. So that was Isaiah, man. I just knew that would have been our three-peat, man. Damn, that'd have been our three-peat.
This is not my number one all time or whatever. This is just something that I feel like we gotta recognize certain people that get clowned now, but were really, really great back then. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm going back to 2009, Dwight Howard, Orlando Magic run.
Mm.
Dwight Howard was probably one of the, he was supposed to be one of the greatest centers of all time. Like,
he was lazy.
The trajectory
he had,
4-time defensive player of the year.
No, he won 4 times.
He was four, how many times? 3?
Maybe like twice, maybe or once. I don't think he was four times.
Yeah, multiple. Because
the only people that did 4 was Ben Wallace and Dikembe Mutombo. They're the only people that ever
I know he had more than 2.
Let me look.
I want to say he had 3. I thought he had 4, but nonetheless, Dwight Howard was that in that year, because I was going to try to, you know, give it to LBJ for game 4 of that Eastern Conference Finals.
Nah, yeah.
But
Dwight,
Dwight was Dwight was a monster. He was the first.
Yeah, he won three times.
He won three times.
Yep. 2009, 10, 11.
Yeah. Stan Van Gundy, that was the last of his great coaching as far as series or just in general, because he had Dwight in the middle, everybody else was shooters, and it worked. It frustrated the hell out of LeBron, especially with Rashard Lewis, Hedo Turkoglu, and Courtney Lee. Like, man. Great for Austin. Was it that motherfucker too? Skip to my Lou. The last years of Skip to my Lou. Man. Yeah, that was a city of Cleveland.
I was mad that year because that was the year I thought we was going to get Kobe versus Bron. And I remember because they beat Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals. Because that was the only game I think that Bron hit that.
Yeah, he had that. Yeah, that was That was his first legit game winning shot that people saw. Yeah.
And I really thought we was gonna get a Bron versus Kobe that year, man.
We all wanted it.
I wanted that shit so bad, and Orlando was like, nope. Matchup problems. It was matchup problems.
Was that the year when what's the homeless dude?
Delonte West.
Yeah, was he on that team that year? That was the year when LeBron rumors.
Damn, you know him as the homeless dude,
nigga. Delonte West.
Delonte.
Hey,
it was mismatch problem. Yeah, Orlando was too big because they had Hedo Turkoglu, they had Rashard Lewis, and LeBron had
Mo Williams.
They didn't have a height to match.
Not yet
with Orlando, yet. So that's why
I think
Cleveland had the best record.
That ain't why I heard he lost.
About when he was messing around with his mama.
Yes. Oh,
it was matchup problems. It was definitely matchup problems.
About, yeah, it was matchup problems for real. I really wanted to see. For me, it was more about I wanted to see the Nuggets versus the Cavs. I wanted to see that Melo versus Ron. Because if we got that a little, they were teasing it a little bit that season when
I
was,
remember.
Yeah, that Nuggets and Cavs game where Melo made the game winning shot. But yeah, I wanted to see that one. But nah, of course everybody wants to see Kobe and LeBron. Yeah, like that's the torch that was supposed to be passed.
Yeah,
because everybody had that series, that NBA final. Look, Jordan played Magic.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Everybody played each other that was supposed to come up next.
I wanted to see that one so bad.
We missed a couple super chats. Tigolo had a couple. He said Bron versus his Celtics Game 6, 2012 Conference Finals was his pick. He also said Kelly Olynyk in Game 7, 2017 versus Wizards, and won him 700 on game and prop bets. Give Kelly his flowers for drafting him over Giannis. That's crazy. We also had one from I cut the name off. Chill Vibes with this one. He said, BZ, you wasn't here during the conversation, but what is your opinion on the current state of boxing with top fighters not fighting and Jake Paul?
Yeah, it's not a good look. I mean, because, you know, boxing back in the day, all the best fighters fought each other. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have all this promotional, interference and everything. That's even though I'm not a big UFC fan like that, but I do respect them because their best fighters are going to fight each other. If they're in the same weight class, they're going to fight each other. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that I like about UFC. Boxing right now is just like we really banking off of a celebrity, YouTube celebrity, a boxing YouTube celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's not a good look. And then, you're talking about top fighters like Terrence Crawford or Errol Spence. Well, it's a shame that these guys have not fought each other yet. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know Errol Spence had the accident, so that kind of slowed things down in a pandemic, but like, I feel like this year, it's a no-brainer that these two guys should fight this year, and it's looking like they're not. So, I don't know, man. It's definitely not. And I'm a huge boxing fan, so yeah, it's definitely not a good look. I think that we're banking off of a YouTube, popular YouTube celebrity for boxing matches or whatever. It's just like, it's just a money grabber.
It's a
money grabber.
The money has corrupted the game of boxing.
Correct. So
crazy.
Bad,
more than probably any other sport.
Yeah.
You said almost word for word what I said.
Really? Yeah.
So I mentioned
money grabber.
How back in the days everybody fought each other.
Everybody fought each other.
No matter what.
And then, Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy.
I said all those names. Thomas Hagler, Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray Leonard, they all fought.
Yeah, it's like everybody fought each other, man, even in the heavyweights. Like, everybody fought each other. Now, this is, you said money is just, They making so much money now. That's it's just like, God damn.
Just get two motherfuckers to fight.
And don't you, I get so disappointed every time I see this saying, oh, such and such is going to fight this. They're going to fight in June. I'm like, yeah, we get to see him. And then they be against Thomas Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, who is Thomas Johnson?
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm telling you, they got somebody at a Home Depot to fight Paul Logan.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what I'm saying. I respect UFC because, like I said, at least UFC... They bring them fights together.
They take it serious.
Yeah. If you the best guy in this weight class and this guy say he's the best, guess what?
And
y'all gonna fight.
And you ain't waiting 2 years for that.
You
fight.
Ain't right.
That
right.
fight gonna happen.
That
in
fight
four
gonna happen
months.
In 2 months. Yeah. Like so, I do respect UFC for that, man. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's definitely not a good looking boxer.
Right. You call somebody out, they gonna have to answer, and that's because you got one governing body that's over everything. Mm-hmm. We all under this one umbrella. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody worried about where you know you got a Showtime affiliation. Mm-hmm. I got HBO.
Yeah.
Let's get together and put this money together and fight.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, man. It's not.
They,
good
they take these little small pies instead of taking the one huge. Give me a slice. Don't give me the pie. Right. That's what they doing right now.
Right.
Mm. All right. That's all I got for today, Cam.
All right. Well, thank you guys for showing up. We appreciate it. And we'll be back Thursday with NFL Draft live coverage as well, just same way we did last year. So we'll be back for that. So, yeah, that's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys later. We out. Peace.
Peace. Peace.